I am the Frog Man. Who are you? What nickname do you go by, Jason Kanz?
Yeah, I don't know. You definitely sound like the Frog Man. You know, when I was in my PhD program, I had a friend of mine named Brian, who had an oddly shaped head, and we always said that if we were a superhero team, we would be Trapezoid Head and Mr. Baldo.
Huh.
So I would probably be Mr. Baldo.
That sounds funny.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so you're Frogman, and then I'd be Mr. Baldo. That'd be good.
Frogman and Mr. Baldo. I'll put that in the podcast description for this segment today.
Yeah. You definitely seem to have a lower voice this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out down there today.
I don't know. You know, it's just kind of the way the head cold attacks. It hits that part of you that you use a lot, and the voice.
Yeah.
Problem is, today is the high school softball game, so I have to kind of work through that.
Man.
It's girls Division I regional final.
Yeah.
And so
do you notice that it seems to be much worse in the morning, like when you first get up for the day, that the voice just needs to have a little bit of time to get going?
The last 2 days, like it's been sore overnight. It's weird because when it started on the weekend, it wasn't sore, and I felt like I was getting by, right? I don't know. I think our house is really dry, and so so right now it's not sore if I swallow, but it is what it is, right? So
I'll be praying that you get better on that, because that is uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it's kind of just like there's this I took a little bit of a break, worked less on the sales job yesterday, took a nap. Again, trying to do what I can. I guess everything's short of chicken soup so far. So
maybe that's the next thing to try is the chicken soup.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I was saying yesterday, Caleb played a Stephen Curtis Chapman song, and I'm like, just hearing his music is like chicken soup to the soul, you know?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely brings a comfort with it.
We're going to give you double duty today, the Galatians 1:10 plus the devotional commentary.
But I have to listen to my voice double today.
Yes.
Here we go.
What's your name again?
Mr. Baldo.
Mr. Baldo. Mr. Baldo, go ahead.
Mr. Baldo reading Galatians 1:10. Says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. And what I wrote in Letters to the Beloved was, these twisted messages often come from people pleasers, not from me. Paul knew the temptation to do or say things that would make him look good in the eyes of others, but he resisted, understanding the importance of the simple gospel. Beloved, hold fast to the message of grace. I know you want to make people happy, and when you let your people pleaser get in the driver's seat, it takes you down the wrong road. Be confident in who you are, living from your security and belovedness in my Son.
So how are the legalists people pleasers? How are the people who wanted to add to the gospel people pleasers?
Who are they or what are they?
What made them people pleasers? Because people warred against the freedom of the gospel?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the case, right? I mean, people, we get these messages, I think, a lot of times from the groups we're a part of, or I think out of fear or out of a desire for safety. We're afraid to live truly free, to live that idea of being confident in who we are, forgetting that Christ has accomplished all things, and to live in the safety and security of that, I think, is what we're being called to.
Because just understanding the overview of Galatians as we read this, you know, unpack it one or two verses a day, it is that, you know, I think about Galatians 5, not once but twice in verse 1 and verse 13, we'll get to, says it's for freedom Christ has set you free. And so it's the people who are wanting to add to, saying Jesus plus or Jesus but, that's the problem, right?
Yeah. And as you said yesterday, it's Jesus plus nothing equals everything.
And again, for us just to be reminded, that was a problem from the earliest of days. I think Galatians is actually the first letter Paul wrote around AD 48, and from then till now, 2,000 years later, there's a battle over the gospel.
I think that's true in every generation, that we have to continue to reckon with that idea of, you're exactly right, the battle over the gospel.
All right. Well,
hopefully talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Baldo. I'll be here.
Yeah.
Talk to you then.
Sounds good.
There we go. Frogman and Mr. Baldo, we may have to just go by that from now on here on WWIV.
Well, Halvo, first it was Tuesday trivia.
Yes.
Then it was Win It Wednesday.
Yes.
And now it is Try Again Thursday, because we still do not have a winner and we still have a prize out there, a free digital download of the movie Jesus Revolution that we would love to be able to give away today. Maybe you can enjoy it over the Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely. The original question on Tuesday that's remained for 61 wrong answers is, approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. What is it?
Yeah, so again, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555. We had a clue yesterday as well that we said probably most people or many people have done this.
Right. And, you know, I started thinking, I mean, maybe some kids haven't, but again, the older you are, likely you probably have done this at least once.
On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. While I do my best to regale you with the 61 incorrect answers so far. It is not flossing, eating a good breakfast, smoking, swimming, going to school or college, calling in sick to work, shopping online, losing your keys, watching Wheel of Fortune, putting on your shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio station, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking a bone, drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading your Bible, or listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. It's also not biting your tongue, getting a haircut, checking your phone first thing in the morning, cutting your fingernails, using the bathroom, getting married, washing your car, downloading a digital movie, going to bed hungry, walking your dog, driving, going on vacation, jogging, getting a pet, going golfing, nor is it eating pizza, having a birthday, volunteering, joining the military, fishing, taking a photo, yawning, making your bed, coughing, reading, hiccuping, or putting gas in your car. 61 options that we have now eliminated.
Good job. My mom would like to add one.
Okay.
Skydiving.
Skydiving. It is not skydiving either.
That would be a lot of skydivers.
Yes.
Day,
anyway. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? We want to give away a Jesus Revolution digital download. Now, it's time to go to the phones. Who's first through the gate this morning? Good morning on Try Again Thursday here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Rhonda from Eau Claire.
Hey, Rhonda, what do you think?
I'm going to guess either a celebration of life or a funeral.
Okay, going to a funeral. It is not going to a funeral, not a celebration of life. Thank you, Rhonda. Try again, 715-723-2555. We're up to 62 incorrect answers, but somewhere lurking out there is the correct one. Good morning. You're on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. Would it be waking up and forgetting what day it was?
Oh, that's very specific. Waking up and forgetting what day it was. No, and that reminds me that I forgot to buzz the last wrong one. It is not waking up forgetting what day it was, but that happens. I absolutely do that. I do that during the day sometimes, Linda. I literally ask what day it is at times. Usually no one answers, but still wondering. All right, thank you for calling. Try again, 715-723-2555.
So that's 64 because skydiving included too, so
true.
64
yes,
wrong.
Yes, all right. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Thursday? Oh, wow. They didn't even want to try. Stumping too many people. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Hey, Linda. What do you think?
Pressing the snooze button.
Pressing the snooze button? No, not pressing the snooze button. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555.
We said most of us have done this at least once, and a lot of other people much more than once.
Well, good morning. You're on the air with Caleb and Havel on the WIB Wake Up Show. Try Again Thursday. What's your name and where are you calling from today?
I'm Joe Winger from Stanley, Wisconsin.
Hey, Joe, what do you think?
How about dialing the wrong number?
Dialing the wrong number. That is a good guess. Thank you that you have the right number with WWIB in your phone, hopefully. But no, it's not dialing the wrong number. Joe from Stanley, call again. 715-723-2555.
Great creativity by the listeners, right?
Very good. Again, we appreciate your participation. This isn't fun without you participating. So thank you for that. Good morning, WWIB. Your name and your city, please.
Lee from Barron.
Hey, Lee.
Voting.
Voting. Voting on any given day around the world, 8 million people vote. And again, different elections at different times. I like where you're going there, but not in the right direction, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Lee. Try again if you can get through, 715-723-2555. And our music just ended, which means we probably have time for just a couple more guesses here. So, which line do I pick? Which line do I pick? Let's do this one. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Kevin from Fountain City.
Hey, Kevin.
Break a bone?
I think we did have that somewhere
yeah, we did.
In this list of 60 plus wrong answers. So go ahead, Kevin. Try another one.
Cooked for the first time. I don't know.
Cooked for the first time. Not what we're looking for, but again, good thinking on your feet. It's tough when there's dozens and dozens of wrong answers. All right, let's try one more. Maybe they'll get it. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
Hey, JoJo from Jump River. Love the alliteration. What on any given day do 8 million people worldwide do, JoJo?
Is it throwing up?
We've had all the others, hiccup and sneezing and coughing.
It's not throwing up, but JoJo, think about it. We're going to give everybody another chance in about 20 minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I think, Halvo, I think when we finally narrow this down, everyone's going to be in a good mood. See if we can get this solved before Memorial Day.
So that's your final answer.
Well, here we go. Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday, became Try Again Thursday, and we are on that Try Again Thursday right here, right now on the WIB Wake Up Show, trying, Halvo, to give away a Jesus Revolution digital movie download to someone anywhere in Western or Central Wisconsin, really even worldwide, I guess, technically. You can listen at WIB.com. As long as you haven't won in the past 30 days, you can call us 715-723-2555, and we're really, really hoping at some point we get this figured out.
This thing is taking on a life of its own. We had teachers saying yesterday, kids were giving a guess as the class started, saying that they were listening as class was going on. We're getting our coworkers. Let me just say, Kristen, our coworker, texting you with the answer, putting on deodorant. No, that's not it.
No, it's not. So, I mean, we're getting closer and closer to 70 incorrect answers.
That is 70.
All right. So the question on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? On any given day, around 8 million people around the world do what? Now, this is not the same people every day, I would really assume.
Right.
But
it's
most,
on average.
Yeah, right. Most many people, if not most, at least many people have done this. Here are all the incorrect
answers. I've done it multiple times. You have. So there we go.
You've done it more than I have. So we just keep on giving clues. It is not flossing. It's not eating a good breakfast. It's not smoking, not swimming, not going to school or college, not calling in sick to work, not shopping online, not losing your keys, not watching Wheel of Fortune, putting on your shoes, sneezing, running, getting a speeding ticket, oversleeping, taking a shower, taking a nap, riding a bus, praying, calling your parents, drinking enough water, calling into a radio station, hitting a deer or other animal, changing a flat tire, going out to eat, converting to Christ, using email, breaking a bone, drinking coffee, mailing a letter, leaving a voicemail, telling someone you love them, watching a movie, reading your Bible, or listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. It is not biting your tongue, getting a haircut, checking your phone first thing in the morning. It's not cutting your fingernails, using the bathroom, getting married, washing your car, downloading a digital movie, going to bed hungry, walking your dog, driving, going on vacation, jogging, getting a pet, or going golfing. It is not eating pizza. It's not having a birthday. It's not volunteering. It's not joining the military, fishing, taking a photo, yawning, making your bed, coughing, reading, hiccuping, or putting gas in the car. And there were several other incorrect answers, too.
It is also not skydiving, going to a funeral, waking up and forgetting what day it is, pressing the snooze button, dialing the wrong number, voting, cooking for the first time, throwing up, or putting on deodorant.
All right. So those are all the incorrect answers. Now, we still have a little bit of time left try to get the right one.
All right. What is it? 723-2555. I wish we had $1 million to give away. We don't. We have a Jesus Revolution digital download,
which is still pretty cool. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? You are the first one through. What is your name? Where are you calling from today?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan.
Hey, Jan. Go ahead.
Going on vacation.
Yeah,
Going on vacation. Yeah, not going on vacation. You have an extra guess?
No.
All right. You think about it, Jan from Chippewa. Call
it's
us
hard
back.
To keep track of all those wrong
answers. There are a lot. 715-723-2555. So again, maybe a word to the wise. Arm yourself with two guesses because we might give you a bonus guess as well. So you're always free to do that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Try Again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Olivia from Elk Mound.
Hey, Olivia, what do you think?
I think it's falling out of bed.
Falling out of bed? That's very specific. Ow. Does that happen to you ever, Olivia?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't look like 7,999,000. Anyway, they don't join you in doing that, at least not according to the stats we have. Olivia, call us back. On any given day, Around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lee from Barron.
Hey, Lee, what do you think?
Open a can.
Open a can, like a can of beans or can of worms?
Yep.
All right. Yep. It is not opening a can, Lee. Thank you, and try again. I know we've heard from Lee from Barron several times, too. I mean, and Lee from Barron, Tony from Menominee, we've had people who've been trying. Cheryl from Eau Claire has gotten through several times as
Rhonda
well, too.
Rhonda in Eau Claire. We've had Joe, Olivia in Elk Mound, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that we've heard from Rhonda yet. Help me, Rhonda. We need to figure this out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Mary from Bloomer.
Mary from Bloomer.
Hey, Mary.
What do you think, Mary?
Is it listening to the radio for the news?
Is it listening to the radio for the news?
Very specifically.
It is not listening to the radio for the news. Mary, thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. We're going to have time for, I think, three more guesses here. How about what do we say?
Sure.
All right. 715-723-2555. As the music runs out, we'll restart here and we will take one, two, count them, three more guesses. Good morning. You are the first guesser. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Becky from Altoona.
Becky, Becky from Altoona. Go ahead.
Is it having a baby?
Is it having a baby? It is not having a baby. Sorry for the pause there. I was trying to figure out if that had been guessed.
I know. I'm trying to think so, too. Maybe not.
It doesn't look like it has. All right. Thank you for coming up with an answer no one else had come up with yet, Becky.
That, in its own right, deserves a prize right now.
715-723-2555. All right. So that was Becky's guess. She was number one. Let's go here. Good morning. Guesser number two out of three before we push this past 8 o'clock. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Derek from Colfax.
Derek from Colfax. Go ahead, sir.
I'll say hiccuping.
Hiccuping. That has been guessed. Do you have another one?
Yawning.
Yawning. That has been guessed. Do you have another one?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Derek. 715-723-2555. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? Let's go to one more place and let's find out what's your name. Where are you calling from today on the WIB Wake Up Show? Oh, it's your chance. Five, four, three, two, one. Sorry. We're going to have to go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I'm Elaine, and I'm calling from Eau
Claire. Hey, Elaine, good to hear from you. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what, Elaine?
I'm going to guess raise the flag.
Raise the flag. It is not raise the flag, but a good guess, Elaine. Think about it and give us a call back in, I don't know, it's going to be about 20, 25 minutes at this point, too. We're going to try this again on Try Again Thursday.
75 wrong answers.
I want you to answer my question. My question is...
I love it.
Tuesday trivia. Then win it Wednesday. Now try again Thursday. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Halva with you. We would love to give away a Jesus Revolution digital download to someone, again, who hasn't won from us in the past 30 days. 715-723-2555. We've had now 75 incorrect answers.
Yeah.
To what started as a Tuesday trivia question. But I've got a feeling at some point, we may get this, and hopefully that some point is right now.
This is becoming legendary. I heard you say the third time today. It's the 10th time overall that we've gone to the listeners to try to get the right answers. We've got a bunch of wrong answers to the question, about 8 million people a day do what around the world? What's something that 8 million people do around the world every day? 723-2555. We've got 75 wrong answers. Are we ready?
Yes.
It is not floss.
Not eating a good breakfast.
Smoking.
Swimming.
Going to school or college.
Calling in sick to work.
Shopping online.
Losing your keys.
Watching Wheel of Fortune.
Putting on your shoes.
Sneezing.
Running.
Getting a speeding ticket.
Oversleeping.
Taking a shower.
Taking a nap.
Riding a bus.
Praying.
Calling parents.
Drinking enough water.
Calling into a radio station.
Hitting a deer or other animal.
It's not changing a flat tire.
Not going out to eat.
Converting to Christ.
Using email.
Breaking a bone.
Drinking coffee.
Mailing a letter.
Leaving a voicemail.
It's not telling someone you love them.
Not watching a movie.
Not reading the Bible.
Listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Not that either.
It's not dying.
It's not biting your tongue.
It's not getting a haircut.
It's not checking your phone first thing in the morning.
It's not cutting your fingernails.
Not using the bathroom.
It's not getting married.
Not washing your car.
It's not downloading a digital movie.
Or going to bed hungry.
It's not walking your dog.
Not driving.
Jogging.
Getting a pet.
Going golfing.
Going on vacation.
It's not eating pizza.
Having a birthday.
Volunteering.
Joining the military.
It's not fishing.
Not taking a photo.
It's not yawning.
It's not making your bed.
Coughing.
It's not reading.
It's not hiccups.
It's not putting gas in your car.
It's not skydiving.
Not going to a funeral.
It's not waking up and forgetting what day it is.
It's not pressing the snooze button.
It's not dialing the wrong number.
Not voting.
Not cooking for the first time.
Not throwing up.
Putting on deodorant.
Falling out of bed.
Opening a can.
Listening to the radio for news.
Having a baby.
And raising the flag.
Wow.
Those are all incorrect answers. 75 of them if you are counting at home.
And maybe there are more.
715-723-2555. Again, going back to the question, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? 715-723-2555. We've mentioned, again, you've done this more than I have, but yeah. We'd say most or many people have done this.
Yes.
And trying to think of any other clues that we could give without completely giving it away.
I think somehow between last time and now, we did get some more wrong answers, right?
Yes, yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I missed that.
Mary from Ridgeland.
Mary from Ridgeland.
I'm saying Googling something.
You're saying Googling something, Mary from Ridgeland. It is not Googling something, nor, Mary, can you Google this answer, which we are very pleased with.
Yeah.
Thank you for your participation, and please call back.
I think 715-723-2555. Also, we did have somebody who was not going to be able to be with us say, wash your hands. It's not that.
Yeah, not washing your hands. So, again, we're just trying to help you.
Yep.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Try It Again Thursday on the We Wake Up Show?
Morning, guys. It's Jackie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jackie.
So, I was thinking it was making a cold lunch.
Making a cold lunch?
That's creative. It's something you maybe do with all the kids you got. No, that's not it.
Not making a cold lunch. Thank you, Jackie. Try again. 715-723-2555. There are just so many options to choose from on the phone lines as they light up like Christmas. I like Christmas. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jody from Phillips.
Hey, Jody, go ahead. Thanks for calling in from the Northland.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's live alone.
Is it living alone? Is it? It's not. Try again, Jody. 715-723-2555.
My pen has run out of ink just writing down all the wrong ends.
Do you need another one? There's one over here.
I think I got one.
Thanks. Okay, all right. I forgot what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to go into the phones. Good morning, WWIB. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Dave from Weston.
Dave, go ahead.
And this is my wife's guess. It is going to a baseball game.
Going to a baseball game on any given day around 8 million people worldwide do what? Is it going to a baseball game?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Dave. Call back. Thank you for listening in Weston. 715-723-2555.
My fondest memories as a kid going to baseball games at the Old County Stadium. That's a great thing to do.
We've got time for three more guesses. Good morning. Guesser number one, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hey, Julie, what do you think?
Traveling abroad?
Is it traveling abroad?
No, it's not.
It's not. Sorry, Julie. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Whoever wins this, I mean, the story with it is going to be able to go, do you know what?
Yes.
There were more than 80 wrong answers on the radio, and I got it right.
Guesser number two, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary.
Mary, where's your city?
Mary, did you know? Do you know?
I'm going to say throwing up.
You're going to say
somebody
throwing up.
It.
That's been guessed. JoJo from Jump River said throwing
okay.
up. It's not.
Okay.
Do you have another guess? You can take a bonus guess right here if you'd like.
Nope. No other guess.
All right. So we're going to take one more person here. One more person. Which one do I pick? Which one? Good morning, WWIB. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, my
Todd.
Hometown. Hey, Todd.
Todd.
All right.
Hey, Todd.
You are the hope of all of Western and Central Wisconsin, Todd.
You're a man
Todd.
Of God, a brave and bold warrior. You can do it.
On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? Todd from Rice Lake, take us home, brother.
I'm going to say go to a doctor.
Go to a doctor? No, it's not. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for trying. Thank you, everyone.
Wow.
We didn't get it. We've got one more chance today.
Yeah. See, I wanted to use the first segment after 7 tomorrow to celebrate Caleb's birthday, but the contest may barge in.
I want to celebrate my birthday. Come on, everybody. Let's figure this out. All right. So, again, Tuesday Trivia has turned to Win It Wednesday, has turned to Try Again Thursday. So, we have decided two things.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that we are not going to go through all the 80... 85 or 86.
83 now, but somebody had guessed laugh so hard you cry. It's not that. So, we're 83 that. Wrong answers.
Yeah, so 83 wrong answers. We're not going to go through all of those on the air again, but we do have those for you in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So if you'd like to review those before trivia
most
starts
of them.
Up
we have
again.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, in 15 minutes, you can do that in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. But in order to give you guys more time to guess, we're not going to go through all of those on the air. We also have determined that we are going to give you a clue.
Yes.
We are going to give you a clue because we care about you.
Yes.
And we want you to figure this out.
And Vicky has come to the fore as the attorney for
Jan
the listeners.
As well, and just saying, you guys need to give a clue. Yeah. And we said, you know what, at this point, sure, we agree.
We've given some soft clues.
Yeah, we have. We have given clues.
Yes.
But we're going to give another clue.
Even a bigger, better clue.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Well, here's hoping one of you is in the next few minutes on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hopefully, we've had 83 wrong answers over 3 days.
Tuesday trivia, then the same question, came to win it Wednesday. Now it's try again Thursday. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? We're not going to give you all 83 wrong answers. We said those are in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. You can peruse those. Call 715-723-2555. And here's the thing. We are trying to give away a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. I almost forgot about that we actually do have a prize at the end of the rainbow here. But we also promised a clue. We did promise a clue. So on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? And here is our clue. A lot of people will be doing this over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. A lot of people will be doing this over the holiday weekend. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? There is your big fat clue. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones and get some guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John. Would it be scratch your head?
Would it be scratch your head? A lot of people scratching their heads. On this trivia, but it is not. Thank you, John. Call again, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Thursday morning?
This is Rich from Eau Claire, and boy, I was going to guess something else, but that clue threw me off. Maybe grill a hot dog.
Maybe grill a hot dog. Rich from Eau Claire.
We'll broaden it. It's not even grilling.
Okay, yeah, so not grilling. Any grilling
just
of any
put down
sort.
Grilling is the wrong answer there.
All right. So think about it, Rich. Call back 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Try It Again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
This is Jana from Maiden Rock.
Hey, Jana
and
from Maiden Rock.
We think that it is go camping.
Go camping. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide go camping. Is it the right answer? It's not.
And
Jana
again,
from
a lot
Maiden
of people
Rock,
doing
back.
That for the Memorial holiday weekend, for
yeah.
sure. No
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from today?
Patty from Eau Claire.
Hey, Patty, go ahead.
And I'm going to say do yard work or plant flowers.
Do yard work or plant flowers? It's not yard work or gardening. I think we can broaden that as well as we're trying to make sure we get a winner here if we can. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? Thank you for the guest, Patty. Let's go to this line. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Try It Again Thursday here on WWIB for a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. First, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Pam from Eau Claire.
All right. And go ahead. On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? And our clue, a lot of people will be doing this over the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
Going to the cemetery.
Going to the cemetery, yeah. And a lot.
Cemetery, plant flowers, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not the answer we're looking for, but thank you so much for trying. And yes, a lot of people will be doing that as, again, we think about those who served and paid the ultimate price. 715-723-2555.
Maybe we need to confer. Play the music. Let me talk to you off air.
All right. We were trying to confer. Sorry, we're back. We're trying to figure if we want to make this easier, but let's take another guess or so. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Karen from Conrath.
Hey, Karen from Conrath. Go ahead.
Okay. Fly on a plane.
Fly on a plane. Karen from Conrath.
Bam.
Yes, it's it!
We've got a winner.
On any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? It is take a flight.
Are you kidding?
We are not kidding. You
we
got
would not
it,
care about this, Karen.
I've never called for the whole question, ever, all 3 days.
Well, you know what? I think this kind of sums up what everyone's thinking.
I don't believe it.
Believe it, Western and Central Wisconsin. Yes, on any given day, around 8 million people worldwide do what? It's Take a Flight. Karen from Conrath, you are our big winner. Congratulations. You win that Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for solving this.
After 89 wrong answers, Karen, you came through with the winner.
Thanks, Mark and Caleb.
There was a collective sigh of relief from everyone. They're like, okay, if we're going off for the Memorial Day weekend, we finally have some resolution. Karen, you hang on the line because we're going to get this prize emailed to you and you can enjoy Jesus Revolution. And now finally, I get to play this song that I wanted to play the whole time from FFH. It's called Fly Away. On WWIB, where we are family. We love you guys. Thanks so much for all the participation the last 3 days. Tuesday trivia. Win it Wednesday. Try again Thursday. We got a winner. Thanks, Karen.